The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 3-0 in conference play and 6-0 overall. Michigan has a bye this week before hosting Illinois next Saturday. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Whatever you prefer.
We'll take questions at this time, then.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two pops, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Larry Lage, Associated Press.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Question, now that you have a bye week, do you peek at Ohio State at all? Because everybody else is already looking ahead at that game for you guys. Do you peek at Ohio State at all this week, and do you on a weekly basis at all?
Well, first, we're looking at it as an improvement week, looking at improving any area that we can. A lot of emphasis with individual technique and younger players. Those who haven't been playing as much, who want a shot to get playing time. All three phases, special teams, offense and defense.
Your next question comes from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Morning.
Hey, I read your comments about Jabril after the Rutgers game, and I was just wondering, with his football IQ, is it something that you can't describe? I mean, or is it he can just see everything on the field at all times?
Yeah, I can describe it. His football IQ is high, off the charts. A lot of examples. And the most striking ones are that you can literally show him a drawing or a clip, and he can visualize it, and then athletically he can go to the field and do it the first time as well as anybody that you saw do it on a clip or can imagine somebody doing it from a drawing. But he retains at a very high level and memorizes really well, and I think just in take a concept and visualize how he would do it, then he just is able to do it. You've seen people do it that way. I mean, people that get even, watch somebody on TV, a basketball move or a baseball or football, some athletic movement that somebody you see somebody else do, and there's certain athletes that can go out and do it themselves the way they saw it. He's not many, but he's exceptional. Retaining information, memorizing it, athletically reproducing just about whatever he wants to.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hi, Jim. How would you describe the impact Don Brown has had on your defense in the first year he's been there?
How would I describe the impact? First, he's just a tremendous coach, teacher, enthusiasm. Really high. First, really, really good in all areas. Just, one of the best, finest coaches that ever known or had the opportunity to work with. He's excellent in all phases, high character. I mean, just somebody you want to. He does things, you look up to him. You want to do it like he does it. I mean, it's a great example to other coaches, to players. Tremendous leader, real football, high IQ football-wise, schematically. But Yeah, just, I mean, all the things you would want a coach to be. Really, really knows, really creative with the X's and O's. Technically sound in every aspect of coaching. Highest character possible, human character. Tremendous motivator, leader. I mean, you want to do things like him. You want to such a great example would be the best way to say it. And it's translated on the field, which is no surprise because everything he's ever touched or been associated with has had success.
Thanks, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Nick Baumgartner in Live Media Group.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good.
Hey, we forgot to ask you the other day. There was an NCAA proposal last week about early signing periods. Did you have any, are you for that, against that? Do you have any take on that?
Yeah, I'd be in the category of for it.
You're for, why are you for those?
I feel like if somebody wants to sign an agreement, they should be able to sign it before the day of, you know, the first Wednesday in February. I feel like that was, we haven't changed it in so long. It's been the same antiquated system for 30, 40 years. And the obvious thing is I think people make their decisions earlier, and they should have the ability to sign that agreement.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, Jim, just wondering, I know there's all kinds of circumstances that go into the numbers and so forth, but your rushing numbers are pretty good this year, and I was wondering, do you feel like you guys are a better running team than you were a year ago?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that yet. I think it's still to be determined. Don't like to compare, but we're only halfway there, so to be determined.
Are you pleased with how you guys are running the ball?
Yes. Pleased with the way the offensive line is playing. Pleased with the running backs, their production, their improvement. And really pleased with Tim Drabner, our offensive coordinator, offensive line coach, does both, calls plays. But just over and over you see people, there's a hat for a hat. You know, there's the adjustments are made, the scheme is good, the players have been coached on against multiple fronts and multiple adjustments that could be made. Our backs make the adjustments. Our wide receivers make the adjustments and get on the people that they're supposed to block. It's really hard to do. Coach Drevno's done a tremendous job. Same in the pass protection. There's the assignments are right, and we don't. And they're executed for the most part the way they should be. So, yeah, pleased with that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, have a good week.